Luke chapter 5. If you're looking for me, that's where I'll be at. Luke chapter 5. The Bible reads in verse number 15. This is Luke recorded. But so much more went their fame abroad of him. You know who we're talking about? Jesus. And a great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. The Bible says a great multitude began to come to Jesus. A great multitude began to come to Jesus. And what did he do? He withdrew himself. They had sickness. And Jesus still went. They came to him with all the sickness. And Jesus said, no, I got to withdraw. I got to withdraw myself. And tonight I want to talk to you about accelerating in the kingdom. Because I wanted to use this scripture because so many of us can be so caught up in how God is supposed to work. But we don't understand how the kingdom works. Jesus knew at this point that if he did not go and withdraw himself, that whatever he was going to do was going to be stopped. He knew that. So though there were people saying things, though there were people saying, come on, we are sick. Lord, you're supposed to heal everybody. Jesus was able to say, I got to go and get with God. And many of us have to realize that accelerating in the kingdom and being what we call a church person is two different things. It's two different things. Because many of us, if we were here, if you're in the church, you say, Jesus ain't right. He ain't right. He's supposed to be the healer. But don't you know, in order for you to flow in the divine, you have to know when to go up and stay connected. You got to know to say, you know what? This is good. Even though it's a good thing, I got to know what's first. See, Jesus knew something that the people didn't know. And how many know? Sometimes you can do things because of needs only. If you do things only because of needs, you'll always get sucked into demonic stuff. Oh, they need you here. The Bible says what? The poor what? You'll always have people that leech on you. If you become somebody that's leechable, you can pray for somebody that'll come to you every day. Every week, Lord, I need prayer and this and that. No, no. Let's pray and then let me connect you to the man who can change everything. But if you don't want to accelerate in the kingdom, guess what? You just be normal. Normal. Everything I'm saying about us stretching out, you can still look at that a different way. Let me give you a few reasons why people don't excel in the kingdom. Number one is because their motives are not right. You can always go to somebody when their motives are not right. They can do a good thing, but their motives are not right. They're not clean on the inside. When you do things for people, you do it purely. Some of us, we do things with motives. Motives don't always have to be in a way that's negative. You can do it positive with a wrong spirit. You can do something and it's a good deed, but you did it in the wrong spirit. You did it because you knew that person was needy and you knew that person needed to stand on their own, but you wanted that feel. You want to feel like you're a part of that. Some of you got to learn when to say no. I said, no, you need to go through that yourself. We begin to make crutches for people because our motives ain't right. When your motives are not right, it don't matter what you do, it always come out wrong. You'll be wondering, why? Why? I did this for you. Ever got into an argument and you talking to your buddy or your friend, mostly with friends, and here you go back and forth. Man, I always do this for you. I always see you always. Anytime you bring something up you did for somebody, you bring it up. Well, I bought you this. Motives are not right. I did this for you. There was no agreement. You did that on your own will. Nobody told you to take my child to Chuck E. Cheese. And now you want some money because your child come and we eating sandwiches. And you wonder why they can't go out. Your motives are not right. When your motives are right, people can do things for you and you don't care what they do for you. Because you know what? You work as unto the Lord. He's going to reward you. What you do in private, he'll do it. And sometimes, let me tell you, even though you got to go by this, God will have it so that even when you got a pure motive, he'll make people not appreciate you. Because he's trying to do something in you. God don't just open doors, he shut them too. So when your motive is pure, you can do something with a clear conscience and the result is up to God. But when it ain't no motive, you keep record. Women, y'all are good for this. You keep records. I did this. I did this. Most men, not all, most men, we don't remember stuff. But women can keep record. Well, you know, we did this. We did this. How we did this. You got to make sure that your motives is pure. Because when your motives are not pure, you'll begin to talk to people and people can feel that vibe. And you'll be thinking, oh, I'm doing a good deed. Keisha come and say, Pastor, can you keep Chris? Yeah, I keep him. Come on. I got him. You need to get yourself together. You know, people do stuff like that. You don't even feel like that. And sometimes they'll have you in a jam. You ain't got enough time to go call nobody else. And they got you. Come on, I got them. I don't know why your mama do this. That wouldn't be right, would it? Motives are wrong. You're doing it, but you're nasty on the inside. You'll never advance in the kingdom. Because anytime you have motives like that, you know what that is? That's devils. That's demonic activity. That's the workplace for the enemy to come in. And you got to make sure when you do something for somebody, it's free. Free spirit. If you can't, I'm not talking financially, but you do it in a good. That's why I always tell you, those of you that say, well, make sure these people can do this. If you're coming, you got to come. If you're going to be there, you got to be there. In other words, if you can't do it the right way, then I prefer you not come. Because anytime people do things and they can't follow the instructions, a lot of times that's an indication that motives are not right. That's true. And anytime you begin to try to change people's motives on your own will, guess what? You'll begin to invite the enemy in. Are you with me? This is why you got to make sure that your motives are right. I don't care what you do for people. If we come in here and we got to minister to the children, I don't want sad people. I don't want tired people. I want prepared people. And see, one of the reasons why the kingdom don't advance is because people have wrong motives. That's why you got to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Because sometimes, y'all, we all, some things be in there and you don't even know.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
And when God, you know, when you do spring cleaning, you see a little bit of everything in there. And you try to get it out. You know, some of us, we get all disappointed and frustrated. Sometimes you just have to say, Lord, take this out of me. I didn't even know this was in me. And if you got real good friends, they'll come and they'll tell you in a nice way and say, just get it on out. How easy would it be if you know somebody's struggling, instead of you hitting it so hard, say, I know you got that, but it's okay. That's how you really encourage. I know that, but it's going to be all right. You're still going to make it because you already know it's hard for that person. You already seen them. It's hard. They already right. It's like spanking the child, and you already know they're crying.
Yeah.
Why go through with it? You're spanking them to get to their conviction. But once you see that conviction, you don't have to do it. You still got to discern the drama. Because
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of them will do that, and they didn't heard me say that now. So you just be discerning with them kids. But what's my point? Make sure that your heart is clean. You never can advance in the kingdom, because I'm telling you, the devil will come back and pull your heart.
That's right.
You about to go into the Nate. As soon as we about to go to Columbia, we need you at full. Devil, pull your heart.
Yeah.
Stuff come up, and everything that come up on the external identifies with what you was holding on the inside, and it stop you.
Yeah,
it just stop you.
Yeah.
Stop your flow in the middle of us going. You just stop you. Why? Because your motives, sometimes your motives have to always, or I should say it like this, your motives should always be pure. If I can't help you, ain't going to hinder you.
Yeah.
Are you with me? Always remember that, because the kingdom is not going to advance with people with bad motives. I mean, you don't even love people. But we working for people, and you don't like people. You don't want to take your time with people. I think about the nursing home. You know, you look at the elderly people, and you know, some people will say, oh, they don't need this. Man, you got, that lady can get her feet done. Just like everybody else. Just because she's going on to be with the Lord don't mean you just start throwing them down. They're humans. Take your time. It takes a little bit more time with these people. Budget yourself so you can be there and nurture, but don't give people halfway stuff and then rush on to what you think is important. Sometimes our motives are wrong.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
Motives can be revealed in what you do.
Yeah.
Some of us, we still got our own righteousness.
No.
If you don't have it a certain way, then you think that you're not a Christian or you're not doing it right. You gotta stop doing that. Because what happened? You'll never advance in the kingdom. Because you'll think you gotta have it a certain way. How many know God's in charge?
Amen.
I mean, he's in charge of all of us. He's the one building us. He's the one taking the kingdom to another level.
Yeah.
It's God. It's not us.
Yeah.
And when we, you know, I think about that song CeCe Winans sang, but it was in the Bible. It talked about his strength is made perfect in what?
Our weaknesses.
That's when God is able to do it. When the alabaster box is broken. When you just give it, you just break it. You don't, you know, it's like you got to get so vulnerable before God. And that's how you do it. There's no other way you can do it. You can't do it naturally and say, well, I've been doing this. Anytime you start counting it up, you know you're on the wrong schedule. You know that ain't God. I do this. And see, you can only talk to certain type of people like that. But when people are in this thing, you don't know what tomorrow holds. All you know is who holds tomorrow. You don't know. You don't know what the economy and how all this stuff. They don't have the answers. You stop thinking that, you know what? You know, we'll just keep going. Some of us, we keep going at this muzzle, the same ox. This thing is going to fail. That boat is sinking. But some of us, we're still going on with God, thinking we're going with God, but we're going with man. Getting more comfortable. Though we're hearing the preceding word, God is preparing the church. But we're saying, you know what, Lord? You know, we'll go at our pace and we'll work with this and we'll go like this. And God is saying, my timetable is not like man. That's why we got to go into the world, Sheena. That's why we got to go to Pennsylvania, to Nebraska. Why? Because people don't know what it's going to take. And think about it. How many people in churches now, they don't even know what God is saying? They're not even doing that.
Yeah.
They're coming with their notebooks, listening, going back, but living the same kind of life in the system. It ain't about people growing. It's about a system that will come and is the ally for the devil later. It's about the people's heart that when they look up and say, you know, I worked for 38 years. But God said that don't mean nothing, and that disappointment on their way backing up with no reward in heaven, and some of them barely making heaven. And God's agenda on the earth is not being carried out. This is why we got to go into the nation. None of that will happen when your motives are all messed up. You can't even talk about kingdom stuff when motives are wrong. Because when you come into the kingdom, you got to make sure that your mindset is just like a child. You're growing. You're laying aside things. Are y'all with me? So you got to make sure that your motives are right. If your motives are not right, you'll never enter the kingdom. Number two, something else, is that if you're not action driven, we live in a society now where everything is just one step. Let's just go like this. You know, I hear you, Pastor. You're right. All right. But as soon as we say like that, when you leave here, we go in two different directions. Everything I'm saying, if you connect to the God of the man, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. But if not, you're taking steps. And if you're taking too much steps the wrong way, you're going to go to the wrong place. If you're not action driven, that's why when you get it, you got to move with it. Some of y'all should be making changes in your life. Every week that we come to church, you ought to be shifting. Some of y'all are so familiar with church service and the word that comes forth here, y'all already made this church, Impact Church, like your old church. You just come here and get a word, but you go back and figure everything out on your own. That's what we did at the old church. We took what we wanted and tried to apply it to make our lives better. That's not kingdom. That's charisma. What they call the church? The charismatic. That's what that is. You take what you want. Nobody mess with you. Your life belongs to you. You in charge of your life. It don't work like that in the kingdom. Some of us need to read about a kingdom. The king is in charge. The king can come up on a morning and say, we decree, and it changes. But some of us, we're still in this world. It's my life. I do it. And God trying to say, when can I have your life? See, that's when we know we're born again. But if we don't choose action, you'll never see the kingdom. Because y'all being in the U.S. and every country, man, to do what God is saying to do, you got to move with it.
Yes,
before your mind talk you out of it. You hear some of the stuff we're talking about, man, you're thinking, how can we go around to America with this? You think in your head. You got to say, you know what? I've got to employ my spirit. Because if I don't employ my spirit, this ain't going to happen. But guess what it takes? Action. Most of you got to shift. You got to shift. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world. Be transformed. How are you going to transform? Renewing your mind. Nehemiah said the wall going to be built. Why? Because they were of one mind. Not just my heart. Pastor, you don't know my heart. I just said, that don't mean nothing. What are we doing? Your heart, that's for baby Christians. I take that from these kids. But those of you been here 2 or 3 years, you got to do. You got to move. That's for your own sake. What God is saying, not all this what's in your heart. At some point, you got to work this thing out. How much of God do you believe? If there's no action, you'll never see the kingdom accelerate in your life. No action. Action will always bring you to a change. But if you just sit there and nothing happened, the only time some of y'all change, you'll see our broadcast on some of the secular commercials that'll be coming on. Because some of y'all will be going back home watching it. Keep watching BET. We'll be on there. We'll be there. I'm messing with you. So you got to make sure that acceleration It's going. Come on, let me give you a few things that you got to do if you're going to accelerate. Are y'all ready?
Amen.
Number one, if you're going to accelerate in the kingdom, you got to deal with the negative spirits accurately. Because anytime God begins to excel you in the kingdom, it's always not of this world. So that when we hear physically, we're here in the body, guess what? Negative spirits will come at you.
Yeah.
You know, believe it or not, I can feel spirits from y'all now. Spirits, y'all clashing with me. It's like that Arby's commercial. You see that? I can see. That's how I know how to minister. But if I don't know how to deal with those spirits properly, those very same spirits that many of y'all bring in here will hijack God's agenda. But in order for it to even get to this place, guess what? Just like you bring the glory, you got to bring them spirits. So in order for you to advance in the kingdom, you have to deal with the negative spirits accurately. Because they got to come up and conquer your life before they can try to conquer all of us. So you got to say, I got to say, you know what? Before I come in here and project the wrong spirit, I need to deal with the negative spirit. Listen, because it doesn't look like the Exodus, like something possessing you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about spirits, because spirits are real. Spirits of tiredness. When you see the kids sleeping like now, these are spirits. It's okay for the children to do that from time to time because they don't have authority here. See, look, they're sleeping. These are spirits. That's fine for them because they can be covered. But the adults. When I say adults, I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about those of us who've been walking with God. Spirits come in. I'm just giving you a little lesson on how spirits work so you'll know. Some of you come in, and when your job, you've had a tough day, spirits can be seen. You can tell. When some of you come in, and y'all arguing, and you're bickering, and this and that, it can be told. Why? Because the reason God don't show me because I'm special. He showed me because He don't want those spirits to hijack what I'm. It's a big clashing. Because you come here to feed so I can drive and build, but those spirits are talking too far. So in order for me to build, it's like you got to clean up before you start building up. The problem with the church is, though, we can't keep cleaning up over and over, year after year. We can do it at the beginning, but we can't just do it over and over and over. When are we going to build? It's not that somebody mind telling you or addressing spirits. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's the fact that the same spirit is still coming. Because many of us don't deal with negative spirits properly. The negative spirits come in through phone calls, emails, through your environment. They come into you, they speak to you, and you don't have enough strength of your spirit to push these spirits off. This is why I tell you, you can't have a lot of things on your plate. Some of you try to do everything and it's too much. Because the moment you drop the ball on what God is saying in the earth, it's too much. That becomes a hindrance. I don't care what, whatever you do, whatever stops Christ from becoming flesh is of the Antichrist. So whatever it is, that's why when we say, some of you got to position yourself where you can come off these jobs. Some of you got to position yourself where you stop hanging around lots in your life. It's because you don't know how to deal with negative spirits. Let me give you some examples. A negative spirit. Somebody call you with some bad news. You got to know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
Those are spirits trying to attach themselves to you.
Yeah.
That's not a character flaw. Those are spirits. They want to come and sit on you so you can come to the house of God and weigh us down. So instead of us building, I'm just fighting. So we limit what God wants to do in his own house to just the presence of God. Just the presence. We felt the presence. We cried, and that was a good church service. That's it. God wants to change the city. He don't just want us to be in his presence. There's no good just to be in his presence. I told some of you the other day, Moses fought. He fought in the spirit to get before God, to go before the holies of holies. When he finally got to God, Carla, and God gave him the burning bush, God told him, go back and get the people. He got to the deep part of God, and the deep part of God said, listen, I'm sending you back to deliver the people. God's heart is always going to be about people. But if we can't fight the negative spirits, you can't excel in the kingdom. Because some of us still don't think they're real. You don't think spirits come through our children. You don't think so. You don't think that. You don't think that spirits come through your spouse.
Amen.
I can show you. There's a spirit world. It real. It happens every day. Whenever you got spirits, and all of it is not bad spirits. Some of them are good spirits. But there's a spirit world going on. When you can't stay focused, devils come right in the church and say, oh, don't take that. Don't take that. Don't listen to that. Those are spirits. So when you call yourself a minister of the gospel, how can you be a minister of the gospel if you know nothing about the spirit world? So that's why these false men become habitation of demonic activity. Because they don't have no interest in the spirit world. So you got devils in the church flowing in the church. That's what all this Catholic stuff with all this hot robes on. See, this is what they're doing. This is a game. Because they cannot talk to God because God is a spirit. The world was made by spirits. And the prince of the air, he'll take who he can devour. Are you with me? If you don't deal with negative spirits properly, nothing will happen. Spirits will come at certain times to attach itself to you. But you got to know what to do. Anything that stops you from moving forward into the kingdom, you got to deal with it. Negative. You know how you do that? You got to talk to people straight. You got to be honest. You got to love them, but you got to be real. You got to stop playing with people. When people correct you, you got to be able to take it. Some of y'all can talk, but you can't take nothing. You can say, you know, you don't mind getting a word for somebody, but what happened when they come and tell you? You don't want to hear that. And then some of us, we do some things, but we don't do the other things. Why? Because negative spirit. Sometimes you can pick up negative spirits on each other. But you still have to share. Listen, you got to do better than that. Some of us don't like to be challenged. When you don't like to be challenged, you become the temple of negative spirits. See, most real Christians want to come out, not make a reason why they're in. So when you advance in the kingdom, you don't sit there and have all these pity parties about, well, you know, my mama dropped me. And ever since then, I ain't been able to do that. You tell your story one time. But when you come into Christ, you're a new creation. Spend more effort saying, you know what? I want people to know they ain't even going to recognize I've been on drugs. They ain't even going to recognize I used to drink. I ain't going to recognize the fact I used to abuse my child. They ain't going to recognize that I used to go to school and do all kind of illicit stuff. They ain't even going to recognize that. Why? Because Christ in me, the Christ in me, the God in you have burned everything out. Where people wonder, you know what? I don't see you. I just see Christ. When they see too much of that, that ain't doing nothing for God. And you got bootleg preachers that want to start a church because they got a testimony, ma. They got a testimony. God delivered them. You don't start a church. You just tell your testimony. You don't start a church because of that. It takes more to do that. Just because you got a testimony. I got one too. You want to accelerate in the kingdom? Deal with negative spirits properly. For most of you, you got to start knowing that spirits are real more. When you go to your job, guaranteed that system is by the enemy. So don't think nothing in there is good. Nothing will bring you long-term goodness in that system. Nothing. It's draining you somehow. Promotion don't mean promotion. Because it's a system. Didn't say God can't bless you in it. But don't think long-term that that's what God's fulfillment going to be. That ain't going to work. When you put your trust in that, nothing will happen. But just imagine, if that's ran by the enemy, the world, and the systems of this world, imagine how much negative things are there. That's why when you go in the lounge at your job, they're talking negative. That's why people can sit out there and smoke and just talk negative. All these are spirits. Some of y'all don't think that. You think these are just worldly people. Yeah, but worldly people in there, they got spirits. Yeah. You can go out there. You can love on them. We didn't say we don't love them. But all I'm telling you is some of you in the church and don't think they're real. You can go down. You can look at people in your spouse. And when spirits come on, you can see that. Like, you got to get clean of this now. It should be smooth here. If it's not smooth, there's spirits talking too much. Let's silence some of this with these kids. You're letting these kids get to you. They're spirits. And if you're a man, you got to go and begin to look. Clean up your house. That's why I say you're the priest of the home. You go look like, listen now. Sometimes it's difficult when you don't take your role because you're the prophet and the priest of the home. Stop prophesying, saying things. Now you got to stop this now. We're going to plant some good seed. But guess what? You can't do that if you ain't acting like Jesus. She ain't going to respond to nothing except Jesus. So you got to talk like Jesus. You got to be temperament like Jesus. You got to wait. Humble yourself. Trust God. Some of us, we get into a fight and you want to just go. Sometimes just let God be God. Don't get into all of that. Wash your hand. I know it's your spouse, and some of you will be saying, well, we married. That don't mean nothing.
Don't.
Devils don't segregate. If you become a victim one day, God, the devil can use me.
Right.
He can use anybody at any time. Right. If you get caught slipping, you got to make sure.
Yeah.
You deal with negative spirits properly. Some of us, we play to the gallery. You know what we do? We try to deal with a spiritual thing naturally. So your whole Christian life, y'all, if y'all want to be strong, we want to be strong. Be able to know what's spiritual and what's natural. You'll cut everything up. You'll stop everything. Well, you ain't going to fix that today. So just tolerate. Sometimes if you will keep your mouth closed for 2 minutes, that storm will pass right over.
Amen.
Just keep it closed and it'll pass right over.
Amen.
And then if you get a little stronger, you start saying things.
Yeah.
You say things to yourself, and then you start talking to the person. They don't even know you're irritated. Something wrong.
Yeah.
You look at them, say, I love you. I just love you. You just look. I used to tell Pastor Lisa when she used to just get on my nerve. I used to say this. I used to say, you remember that story, that piano? She know what I'm talking about. We saw something one time with a piano just, I don't know, the husband and the wife, they're talking, and he's just talking. That piano just dropped right on her. boom. And he just walk off. So we always talk about that when she get like that. But that's how I'm saying. If I get like that, you know, it's vice versa.
That's right, Pastor.
But the point is, the one who matured the most get more work done.
Amen. That's right.
I'm not going to let her beat me out. That's out. I'm not going to let the woman beat me out. No, that's out.
Yeah.
So if anything, I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to lead spiritually. So she can forget that. She's not going to over. If she pray for an hour, I'm going 2 hours. Because she can't hear more. So if she go up, it's guaranteed I'm got to go up. She's not going to beat me spiritually. That's out. Nobody could do that. I can't let y'all do that to me. That's how you got to have the edge. But see, if you don't know how to deal with anything, sometimes you got to let it pass over. Sometimes if you can take a little bit, you'll help the other person a lot. Take a little bit, help them a lot. And if they'll learn to do that with you, guess what? And even when they don't understand, God will reward you. Are you with me? You get spiritual stamina. You start seeing God at work. And ain't nothing like, you know, something you try to fix for years and then all of a sudden, you walk in, it's like, good Lord, what happened? You had some kind of juice or who's your friends? Who you hanging out? You trying to find all the natural ways you tried to do it.
Yeah.
But when you let go, the spirit realm was able to be aligned.
Amen. Amen.
That's why he said, not by might, no by power, but by the spirit. It's not by strength. It's just, you know, we sitting there worrying about these kids and they gone. I ain't doing all that. I got to hold them in the spirit world. That's why every child is mine here. It don't matter. Every spiritual child, natural, I hold you in the spirit world. Not all this natural stuff, because you get confused there.
Yeah.
Trouble comes and you don't know how to deal with people naturally. You start thinking all carnal and soulish how you would do it. And people come from different walks of life. It just get all messy.
Yeah.
Instead of you saying, come on up a little higher. Step up. Come on. I see you like this. This is where God. And pull them up. Don't worry about all the other stuff. Are you with me?
Amen.
Let me give you another thing of you going to accelerate in the kingdom. You got to learn spiritual timing. Jesus knew when those people came, though they were sick, he knew he had an appointment with Christ.
Yeah.
Yes. He knew with God, I should say.
Yeah.
He knew that even though there were needs and he could have had a full blast, Joel Osteen, thousands of people ministry, he said, no, I'm going to go up to God. Even though I could be popular here with ministry, he could take the gifts that the God gave him and manipulate it. Could have been the downfall of his ministry right then. Nobody would have known. He healing people. And God said, I told you to come up here with me. Spiritual timing is so key when it comes to acceleration. What is God telling you to do right now? I know we're taking nations. But in order for nations to be taken, you have to be taken. So what is God telling us right now, personally, that I can work on, that I can accelerate? If you don't do that, you'll never excel in the kingdom. Because many people, if the devil can't get you by stopping you, he'll try to throw your timing off.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of y'all still think you can fit God into your schedule. The center of your life is still not God. It's not his work. You just fit him in. Sometimes you'll never be ready for what God wants you to do because of spiritual time. And Jesus knew, hey, I can't pay attention to these people. I can't carry their burden.
Yeah.
I got to go and take. Do you know when to stop? Do you know when to excel? Do you know God's timetable is different from man? Or do you still talk as though, you know, like the other week they were saying some guy said the world going to end. And you go on the radio and these people, They're talking about it. Like, why would we give this guy all this attention? That's because we ain't doing nothing. We're looking for something. Who cares if this guy said the world going to end? And people, I mean, people going through scripture, and probably with some old lady in the house who came up with a rumor. She might not even be a Christian. But we're so gullible. We just go after it. Oh, yeah. Some people saying that the world going to end. Why are we even giving that attention? She's not even credible. Out of the mouth of two or three people. We just hear one person say it. When you're absent of the spirit world, that's what happens. You begin to go, timing is off. Because a lot of us, we don't prepare. Are you with me? Amen. You got to be strong. When timing get ready, Tika, when the baby comes now, it's like you get ready. It's preparation. But you just can't go and start riding the bike now and say, yeah, I'm going and I'm going to go bungee jumping. I'm just going to go out there. Why? Because that's not proper preparation. You got the church doing stuff so far off because they don't understand spiritual timing. Spiritual timing is different from natural timing. You can't go by this world and think you can keep up with God. If some of you still going to the family reunion, allowing your grandmama and your auntie to tell you, you need to have a baby. You need to be married. Why are you doing this? Then you know, you got to be weak in your spirit. See, that timetable is still influencing you. When you fly like an eagle, those stuff don't matter. Because you know your mandate is different. Spiritual timing will elevate you above all these worldly things that get people trapped because they don't have no insight into the spirit world. Spiritual timing. Where are you spiritually? Some of us, we don't hear that. We just go home and do everything normal. No prayer, nothing. Just normal. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing if you're going to accelerate the kingdom. I only got four. You got to remove conflict from your soul. Because many of you are dealing with so much conflict that come out of your soulish realm. You got to remove it. You stop. Because on the inside of you, everything in the natural is soulless. That's where your culture come in, and you're trying to mix God with everything. You're trying to mix God with this world. It's a mixture. If you don't remove that conflict, the kingdom can't be real. Because you can't talk the way we're talking and then be going back and watching Tyler. You know, you just can't sit up for 3 hours and watch certain shows like American Housewives. And that's what they call it. Huh? Housewives of America? Desperate Housewives? You can't watch that stuff. You can't sit there and just watch stuff like that and say you're doing it. Why? Because there's conflict in your spirit. And let me tell you something. If you do things like that, you're not clear on the inside. You're always battling. There's no peace. When you can come in here and begin to hear the word and be at peace, then you know you're clear on the inside. But when you're not at peace, there's always a, oh, pastor, don't call this out. You're always trying to say something in your spirit. Your spirit, your unrest. You always think you need more. I know you're trying to get to tomorrow, but you still got to enjoy today. When there's no rest, you're always trying to get something. You just don't settle. I'm here. When you begin to be balanced and you deal with your soul, you can look at the future and say, I'm coming. Amen. And you can build the future today and still enjoy today. You balance yourself out in the spirit world where you know you're adding to and you go forward. But most of us, it's hard for us to do that because we're not excelling in the kingdom. We're still in this Christian, charismatic, Word of faith, the prophetic. We're in that mindset. And not, you know what? I got to manifest this stuff. I got to do this now. I can't keep hiding and doing all this. See, when you start talking like that, you start flushing this soulish stuff out. Ain't no black gospel. You don't get into no black stuff. You can't have all that in there and have the gospel of the kingdom. You just can't do all of this mixture. You're still biased and racist. That's soulish stuff that we've all been taught. You got to flush all that out. When you flush it out, you're clear. You can look in the white man's face. You don't feel inferior because it's flushed out. You don't look at people that may have a little bit more money than you and feel like you less than them because you ain't got no money. You don't look at people like that when your soul is flushed out. Because you're doing everything you can. Remember one time me and the guys was talking in Charlotte before I left. They just kept talking all this stuff. Well, you know, you ain't going to be. I said, listen, I can't help it. I've been born in 76. If I had 40 more years, I'd be further along. In other words, sometimes when you challenge people, they always like to bring up your limitations. And they compare you with people that may go forward. They have more years. But if you're not soulishly cleared, guess what? You'll despise your youth. You'll disqualify yourself because of your experience, even though you're qualified by God. Because your soul is all confused. You don't feel, you get around certain people. And then you act different. Your soul is not right. You talk different around certain people, your soul. In your intern, you got to clean that up. You ought not be different with your mama than you are with other people. You ought not be, you treat people fair. That's when you know you're growing up. You don't go around and be all different. Because somebody may have a little something more than you or a little less. You treat people equally. Some people may be poor, something like that in the natural. You help them. You don't look at them. Why? Because God called them all. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Let me give you the last thing. If you're going to grow in the kingdom, accelerate, you got to nurture what God has put inside of you. You got to nurture it. Because anything in the kingdom, y'all, is not of this world. If you don't nurture it, it ain't going to never work. You ain't going to be able to do it. You got to nurture it. I got to go in here tonight, tomorrow, for the rest of my life, or this week. Let's use this week. And I have to nurture. Before I get on the phone, before I talk, I have to nurture what God put. Because that nurturing makes you not take no for an answer. That nurture will take you beyond somebody telling you no. That nurture will take you beyond your limitations in the natural. If you don't nurture that, that's the God element, the spirit that will cause things to begin to react. That's why nations will begin to come, because we're nurturing something from within. The kingdom of God will become more real to you because what God gave you out of the kingdom, out of his life, Jesus in us, has to be nurtured to bring us to a place of maturity so that we can handle what the kingdom is dishing out. If you never come to a place of maturity, you'll only get bits and pieces of what God intended for you. Though you desire it, though you want to see it, you'll never bring it to the full manifestation because you never rise to it. If there's no maturity, it'll never happen. That's why you got to be mature enough, Jesus, to go up and withdraw yourself, though you had a whole ministry there. Because you knew what was more important. But if you somebody that don't want to, you know, you just kind of go. You don't nurture it. Some of us, like I said, when you go home 24 hours in a day, some of that time you got to make sure you're nurturing your spirit. If you don't nurture it and you're just dealing with natural stuff, I fed my kids. I took them to Chuck E. Cheese. We went to the park. These are all good things. But you got to know what's important. Because if you don't nurture that, you ain't got no future for them kids. If you don't nurture that, what are you going to leave for them? If you don't nurture that, there's nothing that God can bring, protection, healing. You won't have all that. But if you nurture that, the kingdom can be accelerated for you. Amen. The wisdom of God, that God will show you how to deal with things like that. Amen. But if you don't begin to see it like that, nothing will happen. Are you with me? Amen. That's why I pray that y'all will begin to accelerate in the kingdom, because if you don't recognize the spirit world, some of you know, let me tell you how contradiction some of y'all can be. Y'all can say things and try to say it. The devil will have some of y'all so twisted. Y'all say things, contradict yourself when you say it, in the very same as though you can say something and it's not coming from somewhere. You will quote the scripture to say, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speak. But when you speak, you talk. You say something like, well, that's not what I meant. Well, what did you mean? Yeah. You said that.
Yeah. Help us.
Those are spirits. Yeah. If you don't know, spirits will lock you in your mind, because they don't mind you logically explaining it, because they know in that realm you can't defeat them. So go ahead and explain it. Tell them, scientists. Tell them, the church of the science, how things. Explain all this. Come on, show us how the Holy Spirit came down and what he did. So you can't explain that. But some of you still flow like that. You can say something. You're too apologetic. If I ask you a question, you can't just say a straight answer. Tika, you cooked today? Yes, I cooked such and such, such. Some of you will feel guilty in your actual talk. If I say, Tika, you cooked today? I was going to cook, but I didn't ask you that. See, and that's a spirit. It's like you reveal yourself. All you had to do is say, no, I didn't cook today. But you talk because that's the person talking to you. That's a spirit. But most of you, I'm surprised I'm even telling y'all that now. It's years I can't talk like that, because some of you think that you can explain that. You can't do that. It's what you say. Out of your mouth you speak. That's why if somebody talk God, they talking God, eventually that's what's going to come out. If it's inside, well up, it's going to come out. If you speak life and you speak life, that's what will happen. But some of us, you say, well, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to say it like that. Yes, you did. You just don't have control of that spirit inside of you. Because he's been working so long inside of you, it's out of control. Yeah. That's why if you find a person who can control their mouth, you got a perfect person.
Amen.
Because before spirits can take over you, they take over what they say.
Amen.
That's why you get around people and you want to know what's inside of them, listen to them talk. If you can go around people even here and they don't talk spiritual, there's nothing on the inside. There's no way I can talk to Keisha over the phone and not talk spiritual. Like, how you doing? What's going on? Based off our relationship, father, daughter, I'm going to speak to her how things are going. How you doing? How you doing spiritually? How the men doing? Well, I'm going to talk to her like this. She's going to respond out of that. Some of you, you say things, you don't say things, but you act as though somebody couldn't tell. I remember one time, I'll tell you a story. One of y'all I was telling this story to this week. I was telling somebody the story this week. I don't know who it was. But I was telling the story. One of the girls in Charlotte, she was telling me, and this is what she was saying. She came to me and she kept talking to me about this guy. And she was talking to me. And I said, you know, did you talk to Pastor Gould about this guy? She said, yes. And the thing she was telling me, nothing, it's just, I could tell it was real hard, heavy on her heart. And something in me just said, she didn't think I would ask this. You had sex with him, didn't you? And it stumbled her. So she started to say, "Why, you know, why would you ask me that?" But she could, I knew she wasn't a liar because she didn't lie, though. So she said, "Why would you ask me that? This and that and this and that." And I say, "Because of the way you was talking to her." I said, "Did you tell Pastor Goudis?" "No, I didn't tell him." You know what I told her? I said, "Stop. He already knew. If I could pick up on that, he knew. He just didn't tell you that." Because see, out of your mouth, you can see. Only, and you can do the same thing. Spirit world is real. You can't talk one way and be walking another. You can only fool yourself like that. But you can't fool God. Some of you can be in a certain world where you just, you know, I'm working. Let me say it like this. You can be going in circles. And you don't know why. Because you got yourself trapped up in the spirit. Because you're comfortable. You just sit there. Mainly women. When it comes to certain things, you know, you start thinking one way. And you don't realize that. The devil's got you going just like this. One way thinking. And you're going over and over. Though you can logically explain it in the natural. But spiritually, you can't conquer. If you keep repeating it over and over, something wrong. Breakthrough needs to happen. But it starts in the, that's why he said, not by might, nor by power. It's in the spirit world. The same thing is open. Some of we talk. All you got to do is listen to what people say. If they're talking about what God is doing, that's what's in them. That's what's in them. But if they don't talk about it, if they just get around, "Yeah, how you doing, man? Yeah, Dave County, man. Yeah, the game," and that is that. 5-10 minutes go by. "Hey, man, Johnny, yeah, how the business?" And "All right, man, I'll check you out." And y'all been together for 2 hours. Then that's it. But if it's brewing inside of you, you want to know. You want to know. You go and you talk. When you see movement, you want to talk. You want to see. You want to go. You want to watch. Any type of movement, when manifestation is happening, you want to see. Tika, what you feel that the baby going to be like? You want to know because something is happening. What's going to happen? Are you with me? But see, if you don't do that, it's because a lot of times we ignorant to the spirit world. Maybe this is the time that I'm able to talk about it more because it's a world up there.
Yes, it is.
That many of you are ignorant to. You say it. But you go as though it's not real. You just operate. You don't act like that world. You think you can talk one way and go. And then we in the church, if we spiritual people can see. You think people don't know? It's not about people knowing because ain't nobody care about what it is. And nobody know details and all that. But what we're saying is let's grow. Everybody got to start off at least looking in that realm. But the spirit world don't come just because you're a Christian. You got to press in. You got to be mentally tough. You got to not get natural and carnal with stuff. You got to know how to be mature enough how to talk about it. And not always want to throw it off because the people you start talking like that, people think you up here and you got to know when to say it. I would never even talk except this be God. Because most of y'all can't receive it. So it's got to be God doing it. Because this is how I live. I listen to you talking. I can tell where you at. God will not show me because I'm special. He only shows me because he don't want what's coming in you to hijack what he put in me to give you. That's the only reason. He don't want the purpose of the church to be hijacked by spirits that come in the world. This is why you can't sit with somebody who weak as a leader because the spirits that's in the city got to come to the church first. And if he can't drive it out the people in the church, there's no way he's going to change the city. So spiritual people have to be in the church. Are you with me? It's real. That's why I want y'all to grow. I believe that this is the time for us to rise up. Columbia is going to be a test to see how strong we are. Can we weather the storm? I'm talking about people. Everything we're doing here, we'll be doing there. But can we rise? Can you rise? Not just rally, but rise. Are you with me? Let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you. We praise you for all that you're doing. Help us to accelerate in your kingdom, Lord God. Help us to deal with the negative spirits accurately, to learn more about your spiritual timing, to remove all this inner conflict from our soul. Help us to nurture what you've already given us, that we may excel in your kingdom, Father. Help us, Lord.
Come on, release it. Come
Without you, we're nothing. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do in us, Lord God. How you're going to do it, Lord God. Strengthen our most inner parts.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Heal us where we need to be healed.
You are so
Father,
beautiful.
We come boldly to your throne of grace. Have
you
mercy upon
so
us,
beautiful.
Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord
you
God.
Are so beautiful.
We need you, Lord God. We
you're
need
beautiful.
You, Lord God. Father, we hear all this stuff, but
you
we need
beautiful.
You. You've got to keep us, Lord.
You've
got to strengthen us. You've got to build us, Lord. You've got to build us. Father, we cry out
come
to
on, you. Just lift your hands. Just bask in
we
his presence.
We want to be righteous
right
in
on.
Your sight.
Just
come on, let's
in.
Just begin to worship him.
The
just right there, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Like rivers.
Without you, we're nothing.
Flooding over my soul.
We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us when we couldn't even keep ourselves. Heal us, set us free, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Make us whole, Lord God. Father, we cry out to you, our Father. Our Father, Lord God, which art in heaven. Deliver us, Lord. Let your spirit world be real to us. Let us not keep ignoring it and ignoring it. Father, make it real to us that we may excel in your ways. Oh, God, we need
you,
Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Deliver us, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Like rivers flooding over my soul.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come and
blessed
flood
be your
over
name
my soul.
Forevermore, Lord. We praise your name.
Hallelujah.
We magnify you, Lord.
Come and flood over my
oh,
soul.
Oh, hallelujah.
Over my
help
mind.
Us, Lord God.
Over
help
my
us.
Heart.
We cry out oh, to you tonight, Lord.
Flood over my
help
soul.
Us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. It's in you, Lord. It's in you. It's in you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let our spirit man be renewed. Day by day, Lord God. Let us become stronger so we can represent you more, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Come on, just
we want to be your walking glory here on the earth.
Lord, you're refreshing.
Lord, this is our cry.
Flooding over my soul.
This is our cry, Lord.
Flooding over my soul.
We want
soul.
You, Lord. We want
rivers
you.
Rivers of refresh over
oh,
my
God,
soul.
Help us.
Rivers of your glory, Lord.
Thank
over
you, Lord.
My soul.
Oh, hallelujah. Remoso korobo shaka.
Flooding over
oh,
my soul.
Robo shaka. Oh, Rabaka Shoto Robo Shata. Come on, let's just pray in the Spirit. Just
soul.
A moment. Come on, let him minister to your heart. Something is happening. Just let him minister to your heart. Such a sweet
Flooding
spirit.
My soul.
Let him just minister to your heart. Father, do surgery inside of us. Make us clean inside, Lord. Deliver us from our own
Flood
imperfections. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, Lord. The lust of God. eyes, deliver us, Lord. Shield us, protect us, that we may feel strong. You are our Savior. Oh God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us, help us, help us.
Stronghold in my mind.
Father, heal us.
Flood over my soul.
All of us, Lord. Heal us.
Oh, like a river.
Heal us, heal us.
Flood over my soul.
Help us, Lord. Here come down on the bullshit. Oh,
flood over my soul.
Oh God,
let him wash over you.
Yes, Lord.
Flooding over my soul.
Father, do the surgery internally, that we may represent you externally. Lord, we don't want to be hypocrites. We don't want to be double-minded. We want to be solid for you, Lord. Help our hearts, our actions, and our mouth to be in the same direction of what you're saying for our lives. Don't let our daily lives not reflect where you're taking us. Father, change us. Transform us as we will ourselves. Don't let our bad habits corrupt us. Help us, Lord. Help us.
Peace like a river.
We cry out to you, Lord. We cry out to you. If you want to be set free, just begin to cry out to him. Begin to ask him to set you free. It's only him that can do it. Just begin to ask him. Change the attitude. Oh, God, take it out of us, Lord. Set us free, Lord God. Set us free, Lord God. Oh God, take out the bitterness. Take out the desire. Take out the worldly lust, that we may go forward in you strong. That we can be focused, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Take it out, Lord. Let the struggle be over. Lord, we want to be whole inside. Oh God, we need you. We don't want to wrestle with this any longer. Deliverer, come in. Deliverer, come in. Set us free, Lord God. Set us free, Lord.
You are so
from the inside out, Lord. Oh, set us free. Set us free, Lord. Set us free, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord God. Oh God, let us not be double-tongued. Help us, Lord, not to be one way around somebody and another around other people. Let us be strong. Let us not be condemned and too hard on ourselves. Let us be balanced. Let us come to a place of balance with you. Lord, we want to walk with you as Adam did in the cool of the day. Let us recognize your presence and your glory.
Come on, release it.
Let us work with the Holy Spirit.
Pour it out on him tonight. Pour it out on him.
Don't let our past come back to haunt us. Clean us up, Lord. Clean us up, Lord. Let us be the church you want us to be. Let us be internally clean. Blessed be your name, Lord. Our righteous judge. Oh, God,
come on, release.
Thank you for
come
protecting us. Well, we should have been dead. You protected us. Blessed be your name, Father, forever and ever. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You are so
glory be to God. Oh, we are eternally grateful. We're grateful to you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
You are beautiful.
Oh, we're thankful. We're thankful for you, Lord. There's none like you, Lord God. We thank you. You kept us free. And we thank you. Oh, Ramas, I believe
come
that.
Come on, just lift your hands. Just
healing
bask
is
in his
taking
presence
place
right now. Come on.
Many of you, as you go home,
soak it in.
You're going to notice things are different
inside.
Don't worry about externally.
Like
see in the spirit realm that some of you, your spirit is small. But I hear the Lord saying that don't allow the size or the smallness of your spirit to discourage you, to make you think that God is not at work. You know, this is where you got to kill this spirit of being too hard on yourself. Because God has to complete the work. The work is not going to be done overnight. So the Lord would say, find a place in me that you can rest as I continue to build inside of you. It's not an overnight work, but I'll give you peace. I'll let you know that you can be a base. I'll teach you how to walk with me. You're not going to be done overnight. But I hear the Lord saying that as you realign your thinking, your emotions will be realigned. And you'll be able to go through storms without storms attaching itself to you. Because God is the healer. And as he sets you free, you don't have to be too hard on yourself.
Come and flood over
some of you, you see, you're critics
over
of yourself.
My,
but I hear the Lord say, let go and let
Lord,
God. Let him
Lord
do it. He who began the work. The work is too much for you to mess up. You can't mess it up because God, I see some of you have even seen God put a monkey wrench in things. Because he's God. The same God that opened the door, he'll close it for you. His love for you. Sometimes God will do things for us, y'all, that even when you mess up, he's still carrying you.
Come on, just lift your hands right now.
He's still carrying you.
The Lord's refreshing me.
Because of his love. He's sovereign. He'll do as he pleases. Some of us, you taking too much record of what you've done and what you haven't done. I hear the Lord say, throw that out. Live day by day. Take no thought for tomorrow. What you should eat or drink or put on. Tomorrow is sufficient for its own. But live today to the fullest. For God knows tomorrow. He'll fix it. He's in control.
Flooding over my soul.
Say he wants us to meditate on the sovereignty of him. That he's God. The earth is the Lord. Don't focus on the enemy. And the enemy in your life and marriage and finances. Look at what you do have. And begin to use what you do have to the fullest. And the Lord will take over. Because this is our time to begin to rise. And Father, we thank you for it. Thank you for allowing your love and your mercy. Even when we mess up, you forgive us. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for him dying on the cross, for your kingdom to be on earth, to write our names in heaven. Thank you, Lord. And we give you glory for what you've done in the midst of you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, again, we thank you so much. We know God is doing a work. Are you with me? That's a good CD to get so you can keep rehearsing that. Because you can't excel if you don't do those things. You can forget it. If you think the spirit world is not real, you got to fight to stay in the spirit world. It's easy to get natural. It's harder to stay in the spirit world with every area of your life. Are you